Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 114 for July 27th, 2006. Lookverks. And now, get ready for Dick. Here we are on a big old jet airliner. And I say that because it's 7:27:06. And time for the Daily GizWiz. Dick DiBartolo, he's our pilot today.
You're in big trouble.
You know, it's funny because you're into the boats. I just thought maybe you might be into flying as well. A lot of gadget guys fly.
Yeah, but when you live in New York City, if you can't find a place to park your car, what are the chances you're parking a plane? it's probably easy to park a plane because you park it any way you want.
Yeah, you just land it.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes. You see the news stories of the guy who couldn't get to the airport, so he just landed on the highway. Must be a strange feeling to see a Cessna coming down in front of you. And he's going, whoa.
I think a stranger feeling is a 777 coming
down. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that. You fly a lot. What's your favorite plane to fly in as a passenger?
Oh, well, you know what? As a passenger, and you're only really get it on very long hauls, is the 777. Have you been on one of those?
I love that plane. You only get it like where you're going to Singapore.
Oh,
or somewhere.
Yeah. Well, one day I lucked in. Continental, their home base is Houston. And so I was coming back from Tech TV.
Oh.
And what I thought, wait a minute, I can divide my ticket in half on the way back and fly from San Francisco to Houston, because that leg from Houston to New York City was going to be a 777.
Right.
And then I believe it was probably going on to Europe.
Ooh, and so you did it just to fly the plane?
Just to fly the plane. And when I got there, I had upgraded my ticket. When I got there, I was in totally different seats. And I was still in first class. I was happy. But I thought, let me just go see who's in my seat. And the man in my seat was Gordon Bethune, who was the CEO of Continental Airlines.
Oh, my.
I know. So I jokingly said, hey, pal, you're in my seat. And he said, well, Dick DiBartolo.
No.
I said, yeah.
He knew you?
Yeah. You know why? Because about 4 or 5 years ago, we exchanged books. He wrote a book,
that's
Worst to First, and I sent him a copy of my book. And I said exactly that. I said, Gordon, you know me? And he goes, who could forget a man who writes for Mad Magazine?
Very good.
Anyway,
I like that airline. I'm flying that airline from now on.
Send them your book first.
They sure treat their frequent flyers well. They know them by name.
Wow. And now it's Larry Kelmis, so you'll have to send Larry your book.
Well, what happened to Gordon? Where'd he go?
Gordon went.
Maybe he retired.
He retired, but he's still on the board.
He saved that airline.
Yeah.
He really did.
You know, one of the reasons that I loved it was that when I first started flying, and people would go, well, you went on Continental by choice?
I was one of those people, because they were bankrupt, right?
Exactly. I said, Leo, they have really turned this around. They have food. They have, anyway. Yeah.
Nobody has food anymore now. They just sell you stuff.
They sell you stuff.
Yeah,
Continental does have food.
They still serve you.
Food hours. They do.
Wow. But that's really off the topic.
Off the topic. The topic today is,
yes,
the Lookverks Digital Video Surveillance System.
Wait a minute, I'm still writing. Digital Video.
Okay, if you're going to their website, it's spelled very strangely. It's L-U-K.
Oh, Lookverks. Oh, something German. Is this a Lookverks?
Yeah. Lookverks.
Yeah, Lookverks. In the German, Lookverks means crazy German guy. Lookverks.
Right.
That sounds like a Mad Magazine company.
A name for a system. But the system is really neat. The starter kit is $299.
Well, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. You get the camera, and you get the and Leo, it works through the wall wiring. So what you do is you load the software. Then the software says, now plug in your receiver into a wall outlet and into a USB port. So you do that.
Yeah.
Then you go
And so you need a PC for this, obviously.
You need a PC. Yes, you do. You do need a PC. Then you hook the camera up in a location that you want, and you hook a wire from the camera to the transmitter, which goes into another power outlet. And then you bring up the little console on your PC, and you can see the output of the camera wirelessly. Actually, it's using the wiring within the wall. And the reception is really good. Now, I have, my office is just one room, so I
That's
only,
not really a test.
Well, I spy on myself. And the other day, I was spying on myself, and I saw the guy was just goofing off in front of his computer. So, yeah. So it's not a real test, but you can hook up to six cameras.
What a surprise. Look, there's a guy sitting there in his underwear.
Looking, wow. Looking at a guy.
looking at a
camera.
So you get the camera and you get the software. The camera's kind of cool looking, huh?
The camera is very cool looking, and it comes with three different kinds of mounting options. I liked the desktop mount because it's just easier. I can face it out the window if I want to see
right.
what people on the street
right.
are doing.
So it's just a little like tripod, kind of, not a tripod, but a little stand for it.
A little stand,
yeah.
exactly.
Okay.
Or it comes with a suction cup mount so that you can mount it either facing out the window, and it has this glare thing that it actually lets it see through the window. Yeah.
Now, if you were looking at this, if you were a crook coming in the house, would you know that you were on camera, or does it...
You know what? My feeling is you would like people to know it's a camera, but
Does it have a blinking red light?
The red light, it has a red light, and I think it is blinking. I can't remember. But, Leo, in my hallway... I trust you, so I'll tell you this. I have one of those big fake cameras.
Fake?
A fake digital camera.
That's a good idea.
No, not only that, but I'll have to dig out the name of it. Originally, the fake cameras, they came with a bracket, and you just hooked them on the wall and faced them toward the door. And all you did was put in a 9-volt battery, and it blinked that little red LED.
That's all it needs to do.
Yeah, for 6 months. But then they came out with a better version that had a fake faceplate that looked like it was a power supply.
Oh.
So you glued that to the wall, and then you took the fake cable that came out of the camera, and that glued to the faceplate, so it looked like it was getting power.
And then the burglar takes his...
Now watch tomorrow. I'll get ripped off.
The crook takes his fake wire clippers and cuts the fake wire, and there goes in. And
he got away with nothing but fake money.
Monopoly money. No, I would bet that, you know, in New York City, there's quite a few fake cameras, but you don't know which ones are fake. So
yeah, you know, once there was a robbery in the building, and the cop was talking to me, and he said, "Do you have any trouble?" And I said, "No." And then he saw my dog. He said, "Oh, don't even worry." He said, "When in a city like New York or any large city, if crooks hear a dog,
they don't take a chance.
Why, if there are 900 other apartments,
right, just go down the hall." Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Yep. Exactly.
So even the slightest. But this thing, this is not a fake camera. This is a real camera.
No, this is, it's a digital, and the output is really good.
Is it color?
Also,
it's not like black
color.
And white. Oh, it's color.
No,
wow.
It's color. And the little control panel is real nice. Like, if you want to, you can add additional cameras. There are 229. And then you can go to their website,
Leakworks,
to see the output of the camera.
Oh, you mean you mean it puts it out to the net?
Oh, to the net. I'm sorry. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't understand that. So, okay, so let me understand this now. So the camera doesn't need any wiring because it goes through your power cable.
Right.
So if you can plug it in, it's going to get to your computer.
That's
and
right.
And then your computer then puts what you see onto the internet. As well
that
as on your
correct.
Computer.
That is correct.
Oh, so you could see what's going on at home while you're on the road.
That is correct. And I can't remember if this was at a show I went to recently. I can't remember if there was a charge for them to send it to your cell phone. But
Ooh.
there is a way to view your home office or your home or your pets or whatever you want on your cell phone.
People ask me for this kind of thing all the time. I had no idea about this.
No,
this
and it's very. I was at another show where digital surveillance system started at $1,000.
Yeah.
You know, for the camera. So for under $300, and also you can set it on motion detection, and it will start recording to your hard drive when it detects motion. So you can also have a record. Yeah, this is okay. This is. Now, I don't come to you with crappy things.
Sometimes you do.
Oh,
not crappy, but less than top of the line. You know, but this is
okay. Less than top of the line. Okay, that's fine.
I'm not putting them down, but I mean, scrolling
not
LED
now, belt. Not while you're on the hot seat. No, but.
A scrolling LED belt buckle, while cool,
right?
Is not a top of the line.
One of my favorite emails is that the best part of the Daily Gizwiz, and when you mention a gadget,
and Leo goes,
there is a giant pause on Leo's part because he cannot believe that is the favorite.
There was no pause here.
There was no pause.
I immediately went, oh, that sounds cool. And as you talked, I got even
more
excited. You
got more and more interested.
This is a good product. In fact, this is I've recommended other stuff that I don't think it sounds as good. This sounds like it's really a pretty neat, nifty product.
It is.
And you've used it, so you know. And
they
have a wide-angle lens, so you can get the whole room if you want.
That is correct. It took about 15
Very
minutes
easy,
to
yeah.
set it up.
Yeah.
And I like it. I wish I had. I'm going to hire. This is going to cost me more than $299 because now I'm going to have to hire an employee to see if they steal.
Right. You can monitor them, but you need to hire them first.
Yeah, I have to hire somebody, right? So I'll probably,
you're tired of all the thefts that aren't happening.
Right. I'll call the local prison and see if they have interns.
$25 a day, and all the Monopoly money.
Do you
can
have to
steal.
Pay them? No, they just take what they want.
So guess what? I got a cease and desist letter, right?
From who?
But not, you know, for it makes its own gravy. But not from Del Monte, who actually owns the slogan, because for Gravy Train, it makes its own gravy. But from yet another podcast that says...
What?
That says, dude, that's been our slogan for a year.
Oh, my God.
So can a thief tell you to stop stealing? I don't know.
Wait a minute. Maybe they want to buy my website. It makes its own gravy.
Hint. Hint. It's actually, I don't know. I wish I had the name in front of me. It's actually a pretty well known podcast.
But
it's one of the earliest podcasts. Been around for a long time. I feel bad, but I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Well,
I didn't know you'd stolen it first. You got there first. Oh. It was Fausto and Mark. From the Feast of Fools podcast.
And Feast of Fools, I own that.
We should. Too late. We've got it. Feastoffools.net. And they say they even make It Makes Its Own Gravy t-shirts.
Oh, wow.
Is that weird?
I wonder if I can call China and cancel those shirts.
I think
200,000.
I think we can both own It Makes Its Own Gravy, since ultimately, really, neither of us.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's Del Monte's, and I don't know if they trademarked it. I imagine they did. I mean, why wouldn't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I mean, then I think they still use it. So,
anyway,
Del Monte, if you want to sue somebody, feastoffools.net. I told them I'll send all the...
Sue them first. Sue them first.
They did it first. But we still have Tuvalu. That is still ours.
And Leo.
Yes.
I added a new little bit to the opening page of my website where people send in interesting links. And a gentleman, let me see if I can bring it up, sent in a link to learn all about Tuvalu with a map.
You go. Oh, that's neat.
So there you go. So if you want to know about Tuvalu, go to gizwizbiz.com. And right there on the opening page, there's a link to the Tuvalu website information.
And because it's great. You get a ton of email responding to your podcast. And then somebody, I guess... sent us a link. In fact, a number of people, Tom Kidd and Devin, sent us links to a cassette recorder. Yes?
Yes. A guy wrote in and said, I must hear the Mad Minutes. And I know Leo said he didn't have a cassette recorder.
Yeah.
And he found this device that digitizes cassettes.
And I'm going to buy it. It's a,
and
it's
then
great.
Get the one at geek.com.
Because it's like half the price.
It's $60 cheaper.
Yeah.
It's $60 cheaper.
It's a good thing I saw your site, gizwizbiz.com, because I was going to get it from ThinkGeek, and it was more. So yeah. Gizwizbiz.com, and that's also where you can do the What the Heck Is It contest. And we're wrapping up July, so
we are.
Yeah.
Right. This might be – no, Monday's the last podcast, but tomorrow is Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Dick's Gadget Warehouse. We'll get the Ecker machine oiled up and ready to go. Meanwhile, go to Lukeverks, the site that pretends to be German but isn't. and we will see you, my friend, next time.
I'll be here.
Daily Gizwiz.